You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison travelled to Victoria's East Gippsland region today, including the community of Lucknow, where he contributed drinks and food for bushfire survivors. The reception he received was warmer than yesterday's visit to Cobargo in the New South Wales Bega Valley, where some of the residents started abusing him.
Every single time this area has a flood or a fire, we get nothing. If we were Sydney, if we were North Coast, we would be flooded with donations, with emergency relief. Don't come back!
You're not welcome!
20-year-old Zoe Salucci-McDermott refused to shake the Prime Minister's hand, but he grabbed it anyway and then walked away as she appealed for more help for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.
How are you?
I'm only shaking your hand if you give more funding to our RFS. So many people here have lost their homes.
We need some help.
We need more help.
Afterwards, at a news conference in Bairnsdale in Victoria, a journalist asked Scott Morrison to explain his behaviour.
With all due respect, it didn't seem like you were supporting them. When a woman expressed her concerns, there was a bit of an awkward moment, you walked away. Is that really offering support?
No, well, I stood there with the same lady that you're referring to, and we talked about what she was asking for, which was a greater support for the firefighting effort in that part of New South Wales, and so we talked about that.
In a separate incident, a Cobargo firefighter told the Prime Minister he didn't want to shake his hand. Later, Zoe Salucci-McDermott told 10 News First that she'd lost everything in the fire, apart from her car and the belongings that she packed inside it. She doesn't believe Scott Morrison was in Cobargo to help, and she says she was heartbroken when he walked away.
It broke my heart because I would have happily sat down and had a cup of tea with him if he just had asked, am I okay? What can we do to fix this situation? And I told him out front what this situation is here. It's a war zone. And he walked away as I asked for help. And that kind of broke my heart because we're desperate. And the people we look to when we're desperate is our leaders. And I couldn't do anything but stand there. It was just a bit of more of a shock than it was just all everything's just on top of each other was too much. Yeah.
The New South Wales Transport Minister, Andrew Constance, who's the member for Bega, says the locals gave Mr. Morrison the welcome he probably deserved. Mr. Constance almost lost his own home in bushfires and says the only two people providing leadership in New South Wales were the Premier Gladys Berejiklian and the Rural Fire Services Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons. Scott Morrison says he understands how people feel and isn't taking it personally.
It's not something that will distract me. It is something that I will empathise with. It is something that I understand. It's not something for me to take personally. My job is to stay focused on ensuring that we have the maximum coordination of effort across many states.
While he has his critics, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says Mr. Morrison has been in constant communication and he's grateful for their partnership.
I think emotions are high. It's very tense times when people have lost everything, and I can understand that people, you know, it's very difficult, very, very difficult circumstances. But the second point I'd make is the Premier of Victoria, I can only say thank you to the Prime Minister for the partnership we have. The partnership between our emergency services led by Victoria Police and the ADF is unprecedented, and I'm very grateful for the partnership and the open dialogue and the constant communication I've had with the PM. That's keeping Victorians safe.
A state of disaster is in place in Victoria, which gives authorities additional powers, and New South Wales has started a week-long state of emergency, with predictions Saturday's weather in both states will create extremely dangerous conditions. Evacuations continue today, with naval vessels used to rescue locals and tourists stranded in the coastal town of Mallacoota in Victoria's far east, and New South Wales authorities again warned people to evacuate from the south coast ahead of dangerous weekend weather. There are also fires of varying degrees of severity in Queensland, Tasmania and South Australia, including on Kangaroo Island. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.